Hills Radio Adventure Theater. Welcome to the wonderful world of adventure. I'm Tom Bosley, who with a click of a switch can turn your radio into a magic machine which will take you wherever you choose. Today, we go back almost 1,000 years and meet one of the merriest heroes who ever lived, a man called Robin Hood. Now, once you've met him, you'll never forget him. And to make his adventure more exciting, we've supplied him with not one, but two villains. The more, the merrier. Our story, Robin Hood and His Merry Men, was written especially for the General Mills Radio Adventure Theater by Paul Tripp and stars Kevin McCarthy. I shall return shortly with Act One. A 1,000 years ago, when England was ruled by cruel kings, there was a real man named Robin Hood. He fought for the rights of the poor against their vicious ruler, Prince John. Now, the legends about Robin Hood are many, but one thing is absolute fact. There was a Prince John who ruled over England while his brother King Richard the Lionhearted was away fighting a war. When the war was over, King Richard was captured and held for ransom money. Now, there's an old saying that goes, "While the cat's away, the mice will play." In our story, we should use the word rats. The rats will play.
Sister? Ah, sister. I have just received a letter from Prince John. Wondrous news.
Quickly, tell me what it says.
To my dearest friends, the Lord High Sheriff of Nottingham and his beautiful sister, Lady Agatha.
Does he really say beautiful about me?
Well, see for yourself. A slight exaggeration, of course, but... Most courteous.
How can you be so cruel? Does Prince John say anything about his brother? Is he gathering the ransom money to free King Richard from captivity?
Oh, he has already collected the money from the whole country. But he will not send it. He'll keep it for himself.
Then Richard will rot in jail forever.
And Prince John will be king. His letter commands us to seize the lands of all those lords who are loyal to King Richard. I have a list here of those noblemen that we shall ruin. The first name is Robert, the Earl of Huntingdon. Now, he's away in London at the moment. It should be an easy matter to take his land while he's absent.
Give me 20 of your men and let me go this instant to take possession.
I will. You go there while I dispose of the second name on my list, Sir Lionel. He's here waiting to see me at this moment. And by the time I'm finished with him... he will be ruined. Ah, Sir Lionel, you are most welcome. Pray be seated.
I shall stand and be brief. I cannot pay you the debt I owe you. It is very difficult to collect 200 gold sovereigns.
200? Oh, you are mistaken. You owe me 400.
But I only borrowed 200 from you.
You forget the interest that I must charge you?
This is unlawful. If King Richard were here, he would not permit it.
If you do not give me the money you owe me, your land shall become mine. You signed the paper. Well, you have only until 6 o'clock this evening to deliver the money.
The little John! Where are you? I have terrible news.
Here I am, Friar Tuck. Oh, you're shaking like a fat bowl of jelly.
Oh, no. This is no laughing matter. The sheriff's sister, Lady Agatha, has just seized all the lands of our friend Robert, the Earl of Huntingdon. And what's worse, all her men are waiting in ambush to capture the Earl, who is expected back today.
We must wait here to warn him.
Yes, and pray that he comes this way.
Oh, that I'm certain. He always rides homeward on this path through Sherwood Forest.
Who? Happy day. It is the Earl of Huntingdon. Stop me, Lord. Stop.
Who dares stop me? Ah, Friar Tuck. And Little John.
Why do you stop me? I'm anxious to get home.
No, you dare not go home.
Dare not?
The sheriff's sister has seized your lands, and her men lie in ambush waiting to seize you as well.
And you think that will stop me? I have my sword, my bow, and a quiver full of arrows. Out of my way!
You shall not go! At one time or another, you have saved all of us from the vile sheriff. Now it's our turn to repay that debt.
Well, I'm most grateful to you, my loyal friends, but... wait a moment. Look yonder. Isn't that the sheriff's sister? There with the two mules coming through the glen. Quickly, hide everybody. Let me handle this. Oh, there, Lady Agatha. Well, we are well met.
And who are you, sir?
Your brother sent me on ahead to guide you safely back home with the gold you have taken. Sherwood Forest is full of outlaws. I admire your courage, Lady Agatha.
Outlaws do not frighten me. And you may call me the Countess of Huntington.
Countess? I was not aware that I was married to you.
You are the Earl of Huntington? Oh, I beg you, my lord, do not harm me. I'm a helpless woman.
Have no fear. You may go, dear lady, but I shall keep the mules and the gold that you have stolen from me. Farewell, dear Countess.
Farewell. Farewell.
From now on, my lord, I think you will be safer with us here in Sherwood Forest.
Wisely spoken, and since I am now one of you, an outlaw, do not call me my lord anymore. Henceforth, let me be known as Robin Hood. My mother called me that when I was a child.
Hey, Robin Hood! Robin Hood!
And will you not become our leader?
Gladly. Now listen, my friends. From now on, the sheriff's men will be hunting for me as well as for you. And I promise you that the sheriff and his sister will rue the day that they first offended Robin Hood and his merry men of Sherwood Forest.
Hey,
seem to have another visitor.
And this sadder-looking man I have never seen.
No, I know who it is. Oh, there, Sir Lionel. Well, man.
No, it is ill, Matt. This is a black day for me. By 6 o'clock this evening, I shall be without my lands, unless I can repay the sheriff the money I borrowed from him.
You borrowed from the sheriff? I did not know he was your friend.
Friend, indeed. A few weeks ago, when my crops were ready for harvest, a band of riders came in the night and burned my fields. Now, I suspect it was the sheriff's work, but I cannot prove it. I was ruined. I needed money to pay off my farmers who would starve otherwise.
Well, why didn't you come to me? I would have loaned you the money willingly.
You were away in London. At any rate, the sheriff offered to give me the money, and like a fool, I took it and signed a paper which said that if I didn't repay him, he could take all my lands in exchange.
Uh-huh. How much do you owe him?
400 gold sovereigns.
You shall have it. Fire
Tuck. Yes, Robin.
Would you hand me one of those bags of gold from the mule's back? Here, Sir Lionel.
But I don't understand. I thought the sheriff's sister had seized all you possessed.
She returned the gold, though not willingly, I must admit.
Right. I do not know when I can return this money to you.
Oh, cheer up, Sir Lionel. I shall be more patient than the sheriff. Now go and stuff this gold down his throat. And I pray you, return after that. I am certain that you will have a more cheerful tale to tell then.
Oh, I am forever in your debt.
And then he stole the gold from me.
How dared he? The scoundrel.
The moment I lay my hands on him, he shall hang. I promise you.
But will his hanging return my gold?
Ah, be of good cheer, sister. You shall still be the richest lady in Nottingham. By tonight, all of Sir Lionel's land shall belong to me, and I shall give half to you.
Forgive me, my lord sheriff, but I must speak with you.
Well, Sir Lionel, back so soon? You are most welcome.
Here is the money I owe you. Count it. 400 golden sovereigns, compliments of Robin Hood.
Robin Hood?
The man once known as the Earl of Huntington. He sends his warmest regards. Now, my lord sheriff, the paper of my debt, if you please.
Well, here it is, and the devil take you.
Here, my lord sheriff, is your vile paper in a dozen pieces. And when you eat them, I beg you to chew carefully, lest you choke.
And then, Robin, I tore the paper into tiny pieces and threw them in his...
Oh! If only I could have seen their faces.
Oh, I do not know when I shall ever be able to repay you.
Oh, you won't have to, my good friend.
Oh, but I must. It's a debt of honor.
No, it shall be repaid, but not by you. The good sheriff will repay it for you.
But how?
I shall think of a way. Another visitor. Little John, is there always so much traffic in Sherwood Forest?
There never was until you came, Robert.
Oh, there, my friend, Preston Green. You look to me like a human forest greeting.
And greetings to you, my happy friend. I see by the meats on your cart you are a butcher. Where are you bound?
To Nottingham Market to sell my beef, mutton, and one scrawny chicken.
Well, by my soul, this is the happiest butcher I've ever met.
Why should I not be? My heart is filled with joy.
Butcher, will you sell me your cart full of meat? I will pay well, for I have a notion to become a butcher myself.
Robin, what are you up to?
I've just thought of a plan to outwit the Sheriff, Lionel, and make him pay off your debt to me. I'll give you 10 gold pieces, butcher. Is it a bargain?
A most generous bargain. Therefore, I will also throw in my butcher's smock and cap. Here, let me help you put them on.
Robin, this is rash. The sheriff may recognize you and arrest you.
Oh, he'll never guess I've suddenly become a butcher. How do I look?
Like my very own brother. Here, now hop on the cart and be off with you. With 10 gold coins jingling in my pocket, I shall dance all the way home.
Prepare a feast, my merry men. And when I return, we shall celebrate the homecoming of Robin Hood, the Jolly Butcher.
Now, here's a coincidence. 35 years ago, during World War II, when Hitler and his Nazi army occupied France, those who opposed him went underground to fight his tyranny. And 900 years before, Robin Hood and his merry men did the very same thing to fight against the tyranny of the Sheriff of Nottingham. Only instead of going underground, they hid safely in the open air of Sherwood Forest. One way or the other, there will always be men willing to risk their lives to fight against injustice. We'll return in a few moments with Act Two. General Mills Radio Adventure Theater will return shortly. A piece of cheese will usually catch a mouse. But how will a piece of meat catch a sheriff? Only Robin Hood knows. He's disguised himself as a butcher with a cart full of meat. But what does Robin Hood know about being a butcher? He's never done anything like that in his life. But as we've already discovered, Robin Hood learns quickly.
Fresh meat's for sale. Fresh meat's. Who'll buy?
What are your prices, butcher?
The fairest prices in town. For those who are fat and wealthy, I charge double. For I do not wish their trade. But for those who are honest and hungry, I will charge only half, for I wish them to eat hearty and well. And for the pretty girls, I will charge them but a kiss.
You'll never get rich that way.
True, my good friend. But think how happy I shall be. Here you are, my pretty lass. This juicy leg of mutton is yours for a kiss.
Come to the window, brother, and see the butcher selling his meat in the marketplace below.
A leg of lamb for a kiss. Who buy?
Well, why aren't you out there buying? Have you no nose for a bargain? And have you forgotten we're expecting a distinguished guest, Sir Hubert, Prince John's right-hand man?
Oh, dear me, I had forgotten.
Well, hurry and buy all the meat that stupid butcher has. And when Sir Hubert comes, he shall sit down to such a feast his eyes will bulge.
I go, brother. Who knows? Perhaps I shall be able to buy all that meat with half a dozen kisses.
Who buy? Quickly now. Who buy before my meat is all gone?
Your attention, butcher. I buy all the meat you have left.
I warn you, dear lady, The price will come high. For wealthy ladies, I charge double.
And I shall gladly pay. For if your price for pretty young ladies is but one kiss, then I am willing to give you twice as many kisses. Is it not a good bargain?
A good bargain for you, my blushing lady, but not for me.
How dare you? Know you not who I am?
Aye, that I do. You are the Lady Agatha, sister of the sheriff, whom I see coming this way now, with a scowl on his face.
Well, sister, have you not yet made your purchase?
The wretch will not sell to me.
Oh, dear lady, you mistake me. I am most willing to sell, but at my price, not yours.
Return to the palace, sister. I shall deal with this impudent fool.
I go.
Now, how much will you sell me this meat for?
Oh, but my lord sheriff, I would never sell such a poor lot of meat to you. It's no longer fresh. It's been in the hot sun for over 3 hours.
Upon my word, you are an honest man. I shall need the freshest meat, for soon I shall be entertaining a most distinguished guest, Sir Hubert, Prince John's right-hand man.
Well, in that case, you must entertain Sir Hubert most royally. I have a marvelous idea. On my farm, not far from here, I have 500 head of sleek, fat cattle. You shall have the entire herd for only 800 gold sovereigns.
I'll give you 400. And if you refuse, you'll never sell meat again in Nottingham Town.
That would be a calamity. Very well, my lord. You drive a hard bargain. You have the money with you?
Of course, in this purse which hangs from my belt. Wait a moment, and I shall get my man to drive the cattle back to my...
No, no, my lord sheriff. That would be unwise. My farm is on the edge of Sherwood Forest, where Robin Hood and his outlaws live. We must go in secret and not attract them. Come, ride with me on this cart. My own men will deliver your cattle for you.
Well, what an honest butcher you are. Come, let us go.
And while we wait for my men to collect the cattle, you will have a feast that will make your mouth water for days. Here, Sheriff, have another helping.
No, thank you. I've had enough. Yes, you were quite right, Butcher. Never have I tasted such delicious meat.
Uh-huh.
And now I must return. Where are your cattle?
Well, there goes one of them.
That stag? What? Have I been eating deer's meat, then?
Aye. Delicious, wasn't it?
Butcher, you have deceived me. You have no herd of cattle. I did not agree to buy deer's meat.
As you wish. But since you have dined so well, at least you will pay for the feast.
Not a penny, you scoundrel.
No, my lord sheriff, you shall not pay a penny. You shall pay me the 400 pieces of gold you carry in your purse.
Never.
I beg to disagree.
What is this? I am surrounded.
By 100 sharp arrows pointed at your heart.
Robin Hood.
I wondered when it would dawn on you. Now, the money, if you please.
Well, I have no choice. But beware. It is stolen money, you thief.
Aye, money you have just stolen from a dear friend of mine. Thank you. You may go now.
Use my cart. It's not healthy to walk on a full stomach.
Here, Sir Lionel. The money the sheriff stole from you.
I don't understand.
Now, return the money to me.
Oh, very well.
My dear friend, you've just paid off the money you borrowed from me a little while back. You are now free from all debt.
Oh, Robin, was there ever a friend like you?
I tell you, sister, I shall not rest until I see that outlaw hanging from the gallows. I shall summon all my men and hunt him down.
Softly, brother, softly. You will never catch him that way. We must lure him back to Nottingham for some purpose he cannot resist. Then you shall capture him and hang him. Now listen carefully, for I have a plan.
Good people of Nottingham, out of the goodness of my heart, I shall hold an archery contest 2 days from tomorrow. And the winner shall receive as his reward a solid gold arrow. Come one, come all, and bring your bows and arrows.
Thank
beg you, Robin, do not enter the contest. It is a trap.
Oh, of course it is. But how can I resist receiving a golden arrow from the generous hands of the sheriff himself?
This time you may not fool him.
Oh, nonsense. Look at me. How would he ever recognize me dressed as a beggar with a patch over one eye? I am going.
Then I shall go with you, also dressed as a beggar with the same patch over my eye. Then, should he recognize you, I will call attention to myself. We shall both run, and the sheriff will not know which one of us to chase first.
Ah, splendid. You are a man after my own heart, and just as clever.
Oh, marvelous.
Look, sister. No other arrow is in the bullseye except my own. By my soul, I may win my own golden arrow.
Don't be a fool, brother. You did not come here to win a golden arrow. You came to capture Robin Hood. And where is he? Why has he not come?
My noble lord, is it too late for a poor old beggar to have a chance at winning the golden prize? See, I've brought my own bow and arrow.
Yes, old beggar, I can see your bow and arrow, but can you see the target?
Just barely, my lord, but perhaps my arrow will have sharper eyes.
Shoot, then, and be off with you.
Thank you, noble sheriff. Now, let me see you. Where's the target again?
In the heaven's name, will you shoot, old man? We haven't got all day.
I shoot.
Oh, right. I can't believe it. That old bull has sticked my arrow down the middle. Even if Robin Hood had come, he would never have gotten off such a good shot.
Tell me, Sheriff, did I hit the target I was not looking at?
Aye, you lucky knave, you have hit the target and my arrow as well. So come forth and receive the golden prize.
Thank you kindly, my lord. Was that not a lucky shot?
Lucky indeed. Now take your golden prize and be off and never let me see your face again.
I go.
You and your brilliant plan, sister. Not only have I lost my golden arrow, but Robin Hood has not appeared either.
Wait a moment, brother. I have been thinking, perhaps that was Robin Hood who just shot.
Oh, don't be a fool.
No, think, brother, think. If once Robin Hood came to Nottingham disguised as a butcher, why could he not come again disguised as a beggar? Where is that villain? Where has he disappeared? God, seize the beggar with the patch over one eye. He is Robin Hood.
You are mistaken, my lady. I am Robin Hood.
There he is. Seize that man. You were right, sister. The villain is in our hands. Take him to the palace, guards.
Oh, at last, Robin Hood, you are in my power. What have you to say to us?
Have you lost your tongue? What was that?
An arrow, which has been shot in through the window.
You see, there's a message wrapped around it. Let me read it. Fool of a sheriff, you have captured the wrong man. Signed, Robin Hood. P.S. Thank you for the golden arrow.
Oh, but if we have captured the wrong man, whom have we here? Remove the patch from his eye, brother, and let us see.
Oh, a Lionel.
In person, Lord Sheriff. Robin Hood has spoken the truth. You have indeed captured the wrong man.
Oh.
Now, you will excuse me, I have private business to attend to.
No, wait. It is because of you that Robin Hood escaped. You acted as his decoy. You must be punished for this.
Guards, throw this villain into the dungeon. And tomorrow at sunrise, he shall be hanged.
What a fool I was. I should never have permitted Sir Lionel to come with me. Now he shall be hanged instead of me.
Oh, calmly, Robin. He's not hanged yet. At sunrise tomorrow morning, we will attack the palace with all our men and rescue him.
The sheriff will be prepared for that. My merry men will not die because of my rashness. I must think of a better plan. But what? What?
What indeed? Our friend Robin Hood has dunked himself into a pretty kettle of fish, hasn't he? He's fooled the sheriff and his sister twice. Now, to fool them a third time is too much to expect. even from Robin Hood. But then perhaps he may know something we don't know. After all, he is the hero of our adventure, not we. I'll be back shortly with Act Three. The General Mills Radio Adventure Theater will return shortly. One thing is certain. Robin Hood has not slept this night. How can he sleep when his friend's life is in danger? Now perhaps Robin will go to the sheriff and give himself up and ask to be hanged instead of Sir Lionel. But knowing the sheriff as we do by now, I doubt if that would work. The sheriff would probably hang them both. It's now just 1 hour before dawn. There isn't much time left, is there?
Little John, what time is it?
The last hour of night before the sun rises, Robin.
Then I must go now. Friar Tuck, would you be good enough to let me wear your long brown robe? I shall return it to you when I have returned with Sir Lionel.
Another disguise? Are you a fool, Robin? The sheriff and his sister will smell a rat the moment they see you.
I think not. They would not dream that I would be foolish enough to try still another disguise. Give me your robe.
Oh, you are being foolish, Robin. I beg you not to attempt such a dangerous plan. Let us attack the palace.
No, no. Too many lives would be lost. I must go alone. How do I look?
Like a scrawny friar swimming in a robe far too big for him.
Mm-hmm. Not all friars eat as much as you do, my fat friend. Well, the time has come. I will rescue Sir Lionel, or I will not return.
Good morning, sister. Oh, I didn't sleep a wink last night with all that hammering going on.
Do not fret, brother. They are building a good, strong gallows. After Sir Lionel is hanged, you and I shall go back to sleep and dream happily of the day when Robin Hood hangs from that gallows as well.
And the dawn is coming up. You down there, is not the gallows finished yet?
Ready, my lord.
We shall bring down the prisoner directly.
How did you get in here, friar? What do you want?
The guard let me pass. They know it is the custom for a man about to die to say his last prayers. Where is the prisoner, that I may pray with him?
He's below in the dungeon. You may go, friar, but be brief.
I will be very brief. Bless you.
Good morning, friar. Have you come to pray with the prisoner?
Yes, guard. The kind sheriff has given me permission.
Now, let me open the prison gate. There is the prisoner.
Sleep well, guard, and pleasant dreams.
Robin! Oh, I knew you'd not forsake me, but what are you doing dressed as a friar?
Praying that we both get out of here alive. Quick, Lionel, get into my robe. Now it's your turn to be a friar.
But what then?
You will go upstairs, thank the sheriff and his sister, and then leave and make a beeline for Sherwood Forest.
How will you escape? I will not go without you.
I will escape later, dressed as this sleeping guard. Now go quickly. Oh, and on your way out, tell the sheriff the prisoner wishes to speak to him. Tell him the prisoner wishes to confess.
What prisoner? What are you talking about? Oh, very well, I'll do as you say. You're much too clever for me.
And for the sheriff as well, I hope.
Well, friar, has the prisoner said his last prayers?
He has, my lord. And I have convinced him to tell you how you may catch that villain Robin Hood.
Oh, most marvelous, friar. You've done me a great service. But, how may I reward you?
By bidding me a fond farewell.
Farewell, farewell. Now, hasten, brother, to the dungeon. Who knows? We may yet have a double hanging.
Guard, quickly, open the door of the cell. I wish to speak to the prisoner.
Pray enter the cell, my lord.
What is this? Why have you locked me in my own cell?
Because that is where you belong.
Robin Hood, you.
The same. You must forgive me now if I leave.
I'll see you hanged yet. Help! Help!
You, guard, what are you doing up here? Why aren't you with the prisoner?
The sheriff has ordered me to double the guard should Robin Hood make a last attempt to rescue Sir Lionel.
Ah, good, good. What a wise man my brother is. Well, why do you stand there, guard? Do as you're told.
Robin, our escape may not be as much a success as we think.
You are right, Lionel. This is a serious matter. Prince John will send an army after us as soon as he hears how we tricked the sheriff. Well, from now on, we must stand guard 24 hours a day.
The warning signal. Is there an army coming so soon?
An army would make a greater clatter.
It seems to be an army of one approaching. Such a richly clad gentleman.
Aye, that he is. And why does he wear a mask upon his face?
Could it be Sir Hubert, the sheriff's guest?
Yes, but why does he wear a mask?
Perhaps because he knows that no friend of the sheriff is welcome in this place. Hold there, my masked friend. Halt, and tell us who you are.
What business is it of yours?
Everything in Sherwood Forest is my business. Who are you?
And since when does the king's forest belong to a mere woodsman?
Since the king now lies in a dungeon in the country of Austria, I am keeping it safe until he returns.
And who gave you that right?
I took it upon myself. Who are you?
It is none of your business. Who are you?
What a stubborn man you are. Very well, I will tell you. I am Robin Hood.
Robin Hood? I have heard much about you. You have been declared an outlaw by the Sheriff of Nottingham.
Because I am a loyal subject to King Richard, not to Prince John, who rules in his place.
Beware, sir. You speak treason.
Not I. If you wish to hear treason spoken, then visit the Sheriff of Nottingham. There is the real traitor to King Richard.
What proof have you of that?
Is the name of the Earl of Huntingdon familiar?
I know the name. I have been told he is brave and loyal to King Richard. But what proof of your innocence is that?
Because I am the former Earl of Huntingdon.
Former?
By order of Prince John, the Sheriff of Nottingham seized my lands because I am loyal to King Richard. There is now a price upon my head.
King Richard would not be happy to hear this.
Well, how much can a king hear when he lies in a dungeon far away?
That is his affair, not mine. Now release my bridle, Robin Hood. I must be on my way.
Not before you tell us who you are.
And suppose I do not?
Well, then these 100 arrows aimed at your heart will make you speak.
And do you think I am afraid of your arrows? I, who have fought in more battles than you can count.
You're a brave man. Unloose your bows, my merry men. This man has too much courage to die. But before you go, sir, I would still see the face that is hidden behind that mask.
And so you shall. But you will have to take it from my face.
Then so I shall. Dismount from your horse, stranger, and we shall wrestle for your mask.
Very well, I am willing. Here I am, Robin. Take my mask if you can.
Robin, the stranger is twice as big as he is.
Well, friend Robin, have you had enough, or will you try for another four?
No, thank you. You may have thrown me, sir, but see, I have your mask. On your knees, every man. This is King Richard the Lionhearted, our true king. Your Majesty, thank God you are free. We had given you up for lost. What are you doing in England?
With the help of a friend, I escaped from my prison.
Oh, God be thanked, you are back. Evil things have happened in your absence. Robin Hood has spoken the truth.
Your Majesty, I do not ask you to believe me alone. Ask the Sheriff of Nottingham.
But if he is a traitor, what truth would he tell?
To King Richard, none. But to Sir Hubert, all.
Sir Hubert?
Hmm?
Why, he is my brother John's best friend. I'm sorry, Robin, but I do not understand.
Well, it's quite simple, Your Majesty. Sir Hubert is expected in Nottingham this afternoon. You shall go instead and say you are Sir Hubert, and the sheriff will speak freely.
But he knows my face.
Not if you wear your mask. And to further convince him, I shall come with you.
You will tell him you captured me and put me into chains.
No, Robin, it is too dangerous.
Oh, where is the danger? Am I not the true and rightful king of England? Who will dare harm Robin when I stand by his side? No, it is a good plan.
At last, here comes our guest.
A thousand welcomes, Sir Hubert. And how is our dear Prince John?
Exceedingly well. And he sends you both warmest regards.
But why do you wear a mask, Sir Hubert?
Because in riding through Sherwood Forest, I did not wish to be recognized.
Ah, very wise indeed. Robin Hood is a dangerous man.
Which reminds me. Oh, guards, bring in the prisoner.
Greetings, my lord sheriff.
Why, it's Robin Hood.
Robin Hood?
The same. On my way through Sherwood Forest, I caught him unaware and put him into chains.
Oh, Prince John will be pleased.
The gallows is outside. Let us hang him. No!
There is no hurry. Robin Hood is safe with me.
Well, then, tell us, noble sir, what news of King Richard? We have not heard in some time.
What was the last news you have heard?
Oh, not much, except that Prince John was collecting the ransom money from all the people, but he was not planning to free King Richard with that money.
His exact words were, "Let my brother rot in jail."
Yes, and so say we all, do we not, Sir Hubert?
No, we do not.
What?
Time to unmask, Your Majesty.
King Richard!
King Richard!
King Richard, you foul traitor.
Mercy, my lord.
I saw a gallows standing outside when I arrived.
Oh, no, do not hang us. Have pity.
What pity did you have when you took Robin Hood's rightful land from him?
Forgive me, Your Majesty, but I know of a better punishment than hanging. Let the sheriff and his sister be stripped of their wealth. And then I shall give them a small plot of land on which they will farm and try to grow food. There's a little place I know that has more stones than earth on it. Let them, at last, know what it means to live by the sweat of their brows instead of the greed in their hearts.
So be it. It is a true punishment to fit their crime.
Oh.
Take the villains away.
Oh, no, my liege. I beg your mercy. I beg you, please, declare your majesty.
And now, Robin, how shall you be punished? You and your outlaws.
What outlaws, Your Majesty? Now that our rightful king is returned, we are outlaws no longer. We are your humble, obedient, and loyal subjects. And whenever we hear your royal trumpet sounding a call to arms, you may be sure we will be at your side to fight for a just king.
And so Robin Hood became a symbol of justice to all Englishmen. But from then on, whenever dark days came and England was in danger from unjust kings or a cruel enemy, men did not lose heart. They remembered Robin Hood and his fight for the right. In their hearts, Robin Hood lived forever. I'll be back shortly. History sometimes plays strange tricks. A few years after the time of our adventure, King Richard the Lionhearted was killed in battle, and his wicked brother then became King John. He went back to his old tricks, and England was worse off than it had ever been before. But a band of lords and noblemen, Robin Hood among them probably, gathered up an army and forced John to sign the Magna Carta, the great document which, for the first time in history, guaranteed justice to all men. The freedom we enjoy today is based on that piece of paper signed so long ago.
This is Coke.
Our cast included Kevin McCarthy, Francis Sternhagen, Paul Tripp, Court Benson, and Ian Martin. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. This is Tom Bosley inviting you to return to the General Mills Radio Adventure Theater for another exciting tale you can hear through the magic of radio. The General Mills Radio Adventure Theater is recommended by NEA, the National Education Association.
This is Jack Albertson for Travelers Express. Ever hear of Travelers?